Start recording. All right. So my name's Catherine. I'm here again as a director of development with A Second Cup, and I am talking with Julia Andrews. This month we're focusing on the intersection between human trafficking and the field of education, which is really relevant and timely as we have kids and students and teachers. Everybody is going back to school this month in a very different way. And so we're excited to talk to Julia about her experience in education and what she has to share about human trafficking. So Julia has worked in education for over 18 years as a teacher and an administrator. She has done work with the Institute for Restorative Justice at the University of Texas. She has a lot of experience in school safety training and programs. She's the president-elect of the Houston Area Alliance of Black School Educators and is currently pursuing her doctoral degree in organizational leadership from Abilene Christian. So she's joining us today as the director for Harris County's Center for Safe and Secure Schools. So Julia, I'm really excited to be talking to you and grateful to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So can you just, I guess, start off by sharing your experience and your perceptions? We're just going to dive in of the intersection between education, the educational system, and human trafficking.
Absolutely. I think first, my perception wasn't until I began working in Houston, actually, as an administrator. It's very interesting that a lot of times we think of sex trafficking, and everyone just says, oh, that's sex trafficking. But we don't really understand human trafficking. And it wasn't until I became an assistant principal that I noticed a lot of our students were working late nights or not coming to school because they would say they would have to work. And I never really looked into why they were saying they had to work. Or what that work entailed, until it just dawned on me that these are middle school children. Some of these are sixth graders, so they're like 12 and 13. What exactly are they doing overnight to be working? And so that was kind of eye-opening for me as an educator. Now that I'm working with the Center for Safe and Secure Schools, we've partnered with quite a few groups to talk more about human trafficking and the effects that it has on our students. More importantly, now more than ever, with, of course, social media, learning virtually, students being at home alone. And so there's just an array of what can happen to our students. And so I think that's where the education and the human trafficking systems correlate. How are we going to be helping our students and informing our teachers who are teaching our students, you know, what are the look fors? How can we be a resource? And so that's what we're doing here at Harris County and the Center for Safe and Secure Schools is being a resource for our school districts to provide them information to help their students.
So what do you see as the role for teachers in schools in working to fight against trafficking?
Yeah, I think now more than ever, teachers are no longer just teaching. We've known that for some years, but since the pandemic, we've been home since about March, the second week of March. And so what do those teachers, as they're teaching, what does that look and sound like for those students who are online? What are those look fors? Or the students that we aren't able to put our eyes and ears on or can't find them in the system, you know, where are they, what's happening, and what resources are out there for our school districts and our teachers to help those students who may not be telling us what's wrong, but we have just that gut feeling that something is not going right with our students and we can't necessarily find them. So those look fors and providing the resources.
Yeah. So what are some of the ways that the Center for Safe and Secure Schools is supporting school districts and students and teachers?
So we've partnered with Unbound Houston, and that is a nonprofit agency, and also Children at Risk and Crime Stoppers to provide trainings for not only our teachers, but our school board members, central office, and administrators as it pertains to the new legislation that came across last year that everyone has to have at least 1 hour training in human trafficking and what that looks like. And so at Harris County Department of Education, we've been able to support our school districts with partnering with these organizations to provide those trainings for them.
Now, are these trainings that teachers and educators can access on their own, or is it done institutionally through the schools that they work for?
It just depends on the district. It's a little bit of both. And so the center, we serve as a resource. And so as we get information, we pass that on to our district partners, and we share it on, of course, our social media pages. But most of the trainings, they're at no cost, and they are now virtual. And so the teachers can actually reach out to those organizations and ask for the trainings. We've had some school districts that have, before COVID, of course, come to Harris County Department of Education, and we brought those resources in and did a face-to-face training. So superintendents attended, school board members attended, central office leaders even attended, as well as your school personnel. So we are able to connect them.
And those can be found on the website for the Center for Safe and Secure Schools, you said?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll make sure that we link that along with some of the other resources that, Julia, you're mentioning. Some of the organizations you've named are actually some of our allies, so we know some of those folks really well. So it's great to hear that our collective is working together in lots of different ways. Yeah. So we're really curious if you could talk about school equity or inequity and how some of the differences in the resources that schools and school districts have access to, how can that help or harm the ability to keep students safe?
I think all of this is positive to help our students. And the more we equip not only our teachers, but our parents and all stakeholders in our students' lives, the better ability we have to keep them safe. And so that looks like, as I said, providing trainings, being a resource, sharing other organizations. So maybe not just human trafficking, but, you know, the mental health aspect, but not just for students, but for our parents and our teachers and adults. And so we have to make sure that we're strong and that we're okay as the adults before we can pour into our students. And so I always say you can never pour from an empty cup. And so at the center, I'm very big on how can we continue to help keep the cup full for our educators.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would recommend for parents who might be wanting to look for resources in addition to what you're providing to schools?
Absolutely. So they can come to our website that I'll make sure you have, Harris County Department of Education. We have a resource page on the Center for Safe and Secure Schools. But we also share videos of how we're working in the COVID-19 era. We complete a monthly newsletter that we share with our stakeholders, and those can be shared with our parents. And so just the connections that we have with our school districts and pretty much everybody who works at Harris County has been an educator. And so we still have a lot of connections with our parents and parent organizations. And so we are just really a phone call away or a screen tap away to support them.
Good. So one of the things that we always like to do with these interviews and the topics that we're touching on is try and point individuals and communities toward strategic action steps that we can all be taking to fight trafficking, no matter what avenue we're coming from. And so are there any specific resources or policies that you think could be supported or that we can, as a community, can work to improve to better equip schools and you guys in what you're doing?
I think so. One of the big wins was the Texas legislative session that was recent, and they passed that requirement for everyone to have that 1 hour human trafficking training. I think that's a big step in the right direction, because that is bringing the awareness. We know that Houston is a hub for human trafficking, especially now that everything is virtual, our students are more vulnerable. And so taking advantage of these trainings and then inquiring more with these organizations on how we can continue this work and how we can support organizations like yourself and Unbound Houston, Crime Stoppers, Children at Risk, et cetera. How can we support them in this fight against human trafficking? And then on October 16th, the Center for Safe and Secure Schools, we will be hosting our safety forum, and that's virtual and it's free. And it's an all-day event with breakout sessions, keynotes. We focus on school safety, COVID-19 this year, mental health, what that looks like. And this year we've added the human trafficking component. And so if you're not able to stay for the entire virtual conference, you're able to look at the agenda and see when it would be beneficial for you to log in and hear those keynote speakers and guest speakers.
Great. We will definitely make sure that we link the information for that summit on this page where this interview will be. And Julia, is there anything else that you would want to add that I have not asked you about today?
I don't think so. I'm just grateful for this opportunity to share what we are doing at the Center for Safe and Secure Schools here at Harris County Department of Education. So thank you so much for reaching out to me.
Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.